So, a Kabirin, they explain that when we don't give nourishment to the body gets weak. Similarly, there's nourishment for the soul as well. And the nourishment of the soul is zikrullah. That is why some of our Akabir say that zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. Zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. If a person doesn't engage in zikrullah, then he is, you know, giving food and sustenance and rizq to the ruh and to the soul. So therefore, just as we give the body nourishment, we need to give the ruh nourishment as well. Of course, this nourishment is in different forms. You get in zikrullah, as we've heard from our Shaykh Yunus Al Rahmatullahi, the Akabir as well. The reason for, you know, sometimes, I just want to clear one aspect, sometimes, you know, is we may have heard the word hero worship. So, you know, sometimes when we are speaking, you know, we keep on mentioning certain people's names. So, those that don't understand this type of things and the nisbat, and why we mention these names, sometimes they refer to it as hero worship, that everything is this person. The reality is this. Our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullahi, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, mentioned that that person who doesn't refer to his Shaykh, or he doesn't, you know, the ulum and the knowledge of his Shaykh which he has gotten, actually whatever we have, that is the means that Allah Ta'ala makes that a means. And the person thinks that this is now my own knowledge that I have, or my research, and that I can present it to everyone, and he doesn't refer to his seniors, his akabir, his mashayikh. So then Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, it's a great warning for such types of people. Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Allah Ta'ala uski garmahat ko bhi thandi se tabdili kar dete hain. That the person has got acceptance also now because he feels that this is my own, and you know, it is my own taraqi that I am making, and I don't need my mashayikh anymore, and doesn't even refer to them or doesn't even mention them, that this is what they used to say, what it is, all their ulum and their knowledge. Then this person's heat, in other words, that benefit that people are getting from this person, Allah Ta'ala will change that also. So therefore, and the reality is, as far as I'm talking of myself, that there is nothing there, but whatever little, it is all the faith in the sohbat of our Akabir, whether it is Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, but you know, that's Allah Ta'ala Feliz Qabar with Nur, and Allah Ta'ala keep on raising his stages in the Akhirah. Brother Abdullah Ali also, we observed in his majlis, time and again he would refer to Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, that this Hazrat said this, or Hazrat Wala said that, or Hazrat Wala said that. When you sat in the majlis of Hazrat Mawla Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, then he will speak about his mashayikh. He will tell you that Hazrat Mawla Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this, or Mawla Abdul Ghani Phulpuli Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this. This is the trend that in our Akabir, they always refer and they always mention the Akabir. So, may Allah Ta'ala give us the appreciation of these Akabir of ours, and not to attribute anything to ourselves. Our knowledge, whatever we have attained, it all through the barakah, through the wasila that Allah Ta'ala gives it, Allah Ta'ala passes it on. However, inshallah, we will engage in some zikrullah. As Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to mention, that in zikr too there's two types of zikr. One is the positive zikr and one is the negative zikr. The positive zikr is all this type of zikrullah that we engage in with. It is the kalima tayyiba, durood sharif, the tasbihat, takbir, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, wa salah, the forms of ibadat. This is all positive zikr, musbat zikr. And the negative zikr is abstention from sins. Now, why we call it negative zikr? That is because the person is abstaining from sins, from haram. He is not raising his gaze. Why? Because it is the order of Allah Ta'ala. So he is obeying the order of Allah Ta'ala, not to do something. So that is zikrullah as well. Person is not hearing haram. Why? Because it is the order of Allah Ta'ala. So because it is the order of Allah Ta'ala and this is obedience to Allah Ta'ala, so that becomes zikrullah as well. So that is the negative zikr. So our mashayikh, Hazrat Abdullah Ali, used to explain also that this positive zikr, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to do. But it is also important for us to implement the negative zikr. In other words, wherever there is a need for whatever at that time, that zikr should come into existence. If there is a need for me to lower my gaze, then that zikr should take place at that time. If there is a need, sometimes what happens, Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to mention, that the person is seeing some beautiful face or something, and he's saying, La hawla wa la quwwata, and he's still looking. So he's engaging in zikr, the tongue, but the negative zikr he is not doing. Like once the Hazrat Wala Abdullah Ali was in Makkah Muazzama or somewhere. So someone was with Hazrat Abdullah Ali. Hazrat Wala. So he mentioned, he's telling to Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Wala, he said, look at these Malaysian women, you know, so much of noor on their faces. So much noor in the capital. You didn't see noor there. So the negative zikr is very, very important. Sometimes the person doesn't get so much in positive zikr, but the negative zikr, especially in our times, the moment the person leaves home, not only when he leaves home, today, unfortunately, some home, even our own homes also, this need for negative zikr. Negative zikr, sometimes we find that even though we do not want to bring such types of literature into the house, but this, see, even if a person's house is free of that, now, it's almost everyone's home has got a maid. Now we have maid. Do we not have to make parda from the maid? But do we really implement it? That is also negative zikr. So these things we have to be very, very mindful. Sometimes it is that the mujahada is there right within the room or right within the house. We think because she's a maid, so there's we've employed her, so it's not going to make any difference. No, it's the rules of parda even apply there. The rules of lowering the gaze also apply there. Firstly, just as outside the house, we will not just ordinarily speak to any woman. But now because we feel that she's within the home, this is a maid that she's helping, so now we can talk to her. Yes. No, it's the same rules will apply. Yes, out of necessity, sometimes if you have to speak, then the rules of parda will be applicable there also. And because this, if our speech or speaking, if it has to be done, then because it is out of necessity, that then according to the need, that is how much you will speak, not beyond that. And that too we should find, just as outside we will take precaution not to speak to any stranger, as far as we are concerned, although she may be a maid, but she is still a stranger to us. And that type of relationship has to be kept with them. In other words, sometimes, and unfortunately that's why we say to some of our friends, you know, when we want to when we've got businesses and when we want to employ some tellers or some workers, then whoever is doing the interview, then you want to employ that type of a woman who is good looking. when we are employing maids for our homes, and especially if we've got young children in our homes, we've got young sons in our homes, and forget young sons, even for ourselves, if you've got an option between two types of maid, one is a young maid and one is someone that is elderly, and you've got, of course, if that this goes through the family to tell them the lesson, and one is maybe good looking and one is not so good looking, then employ that one. If both of them are fit to do the same work, then why cause fitna for ourselves? Why cause fitna for ourselves? Why is it go into the rain and then say, no, you know, I got wet? When you yourself are going into the rain, that is what's going to happen. So don't invite the fitnas. Close the doors to fitnas. Close the doors to fitnas. Now this is all negative zikr. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali mentioned something ajeeb, you know. He said that, you know, somebody asked him a question that, you know, when, you know, the wife is not in the house and there's a maid, so then, you know, I just go, you know, to one room or go to one side so that, you know, Allah Ta'ala protects me. So, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali told him that this is Qudrat. Qudrat means that you're able to do something. See, when you're able to do that, then you are also able to do that which is the opposite. In other words, when you are able to stay away, which means that you have got the potential to do the opposite as well. Therefore, Hazrat then, Radwala Rahmatullah Ali, he instructed this person that no, at such times, don't stay in the house also. Go out of the house. Don't even stay in the house. You see where these people's mind went, how much precaution they took as far as this. And unfortunately, we don't bother much about it. We don't concern ourselves with these things. This is that negative zikr that we are talking about. Negative zikr even within the home. Sometimes we feel that no, the negative zikr will only be maybe when at the airport, or when we are in our businesses or something, or when you go to the supermarkets. No, it's across the board, everywhere this negative zikr. And especially when it is things that where we have the control of with regard to certain things, then don't cause fitnas for ourselves and then say that no, I fell into this problem. Because you are the one that invited that fitna. So therefore, be very good now. If we are working type of people, if we are working in offices, we have colleagues, and sometimes they are females, what do we do there? Now there too, the negative zikr will apply. Negative zikr. Sometimes what we say, we use this as as an excuse. People will think that I'm uncultured. You know, I'm not saying how are you, or there's some greeting that is, and I don't respond to that greeting. Why worry about being cultured or uncultured there when you think that you are going to be cultured and show them a good face, and then after cause a fitna for yourself, and then after that what happens? And we've broken our relationship with our Creator, we've fallen into problems, the families are breaking. Now, this is all because we think. So at such times, even if you are regarded as uncultured or you don't have akhlaq, let it be so. In fact, at such times, that is what our behavior should be. That speak to them sternly. Speak to them sternly so that they don't worry about it. Say, listen, this child hasn't got care. For us at that time, for them to think about us that way, it is better. Don't have a good relationship with them. There is no need to have a good relationship. If we have workers like this in our businesses, if they are under our care as well, then there too maximum precaution should be. Firstly, if whoever is employing such type of employees, your staff, then they should be given this advice that, listen, if you can get your work done by someone that is not good looking or someone that is dark in complexion. Now today we use that as something to draw customers. We put the best of people there on the tills so that you can draw customers. Now we are the ones that are then responsible for all the problems that go on after that. Then sometimes instead of us enjoying the beauty that Allah Ta'ala has kept at home, unfortunately we get involved in other things. If we sometimes don't get involved, we are creating a fitna for our own children. And let's go beyond that. If you're not creating a fitna for ourselves, we're not creating a fitna for our children, but why are we keeping them there so that we get customers, so that they are attracted by their beauty? So all the guna that is going to take place there, who's responsible for it? And if you've got, that's just for understanding purposes, if you've got an ugly person there, Nobody wants to even look. They say, listen, the quicker I go out from here, the better. If you have to employ female staff, or we have to employ female domestic servants for whatever reason, then if you've got one that is ugly looking, but it's the work, the same work is done, nobody wants to even look. But when you deliberately got a woman or got female staff and that are good looking, and those that are committing guna of the eyes thereafter. And sometimes it doesn't end with the guna of the eyes. It even goes to the guna of the tongue. And sometimes it goes even beyond that. So who's going to be responsible for all that, and in whose account is all those gunas? Because we are responsible. So therefore, this negative zikr is not just for airports or everything. It is for all these occasions, whether it is within the home, whether it is out of the home. We need to be very, very conscious, and especially if we have, that is why I even mentioned that if we've got maids at home, we need to be very, very mindful about this. Don't leave our young children alone and go away. Say, okay, listen, the maid is there, you just stay. We're coming back just now. Sometimes we're going shopping, we're doing this, we're doing that. These are all roots to fitnas, because nafs and shaitan, right? And inna shaitan yajri min al insani majra dam. Shaitan is running in the stream, in the blood system of the human being. And what types of thoughts he puts into this human being, and then we get involved. Now from there we are planting the seed of all this haram. So therefore, within our homes, outside the home also, we need to take this precaution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding these things and taking back. See, sometimes, you know, as we mentioned earlier, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, you can't do much ibadat, just do your faraiz, wajibat. But other than that, every attempt to stay away from haram, every effort. Now this, right at the doorstep, there's this mujahada. In the business, there's this mujahada. Then when we come out with them, we're on the streets and other places. Now, relatively, when we are in our own environment, and when that type of a person is in our employment, then to get involved in guna is easier than with someone that is a ghair mahram, totally and not under our employment. Why? Because this person is under your employment. And also the fact that this person is dependent on you for, you know, the livelihood or whatever, the chances of guna are even more. So therefore, such places, much more precaution has to be. This negative zikr will be applicable there very, very rigidly. We'll have to apply that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making both these types of zikr, negative zikr and positive zikr. Positive zikr, sometimes we don't make so much. It's okay. When I was in Haram Sharif just now, I told some brothers that sometimes, you know, a person has got a set amount to read of Quran Sharif or, you know, Zikrullah. And sometimes, you know, it is just that Allah Ta'ala makes it that the person's heart just gets into a particular ibadat. Like I was explaining to them, sometimes when you are there, like say after Fajr, generally we read our Yasin Sharif, or it's time for, you know, tilawat of Quran and Majid. At that time, you saw someone, the person is tearing, and, you know, or he's reciting a salat and salam or something. Or see, for argument, see, if Allah Ta'ala blessed with the opportunity of getting in Riyazul Jannah or the Rosa Mubarak, now you are there. At that time, Quran and Majid, you can read outside also, you can read Quran and Majid there. But the du'as that are going to be made there, now that is primed. And that opportunity there, now you can ask for so much. And sometimes it's limited time, sometimes you just go to read your two rakats and few minutes after that, and then you go to move. Now there, what are you going to do? How are you going to use your time? If you say, no, I must read finish my Mamula, at that time, whatever you can ask, you must ask. And sometimes you will find that you are seeing someone else there, and the person is just tearing. Person is in a different world, he doesn't know who's around him and what's happening. And that has affected you. And you say, no, now it is my tilawat of Quran Sharif, I will only make tilawat of Quran. Fair enough, tilawat of Quran Sharif has got its place, it's got its merits. But at that time, what should you be doing at that time? Now is the time for asking. If you're going to lose this opportunity, it's lost. And sometimes you find because of what you see around you, you are affected. The heart is just inclined now to, suddenly you find the hands just raising. And when the hands are raised, you find together with that the heart is with the hands. And then you find the tongue is with, and then you find that the eyes are with, and everything, the whole body is with, and you find the hair standing on it. And then you find you in a different world. Now at that time, that is what you must do. That is your ibadat for that time. That is your ibadat. Now I told the brothers, see, for, due to that, if your tilawat got neglected a little bit, then don't let that trouble you. Don't become disappointed. No, why should you? As long as there's something else that replaced it. It's not that you totally neglected the tilawat of the Quran and Majid, but you did ibadat but in a different form. So that is the positive ibadat. It can be done in different ways, whether it is the tilawat of the Quran and Majid, it is the tasbihat that we read, and the other forms of the our rozas. These all positive ibadat. But of course, ibadat or zikrullah in this particular form, it has also got its merits and it has also got its advantages and the needs. So that we should do as well. But sometimes, for some reason or the other, if it has to be left out in order to do something else or another form of ibadat, then let that be there, because you will find that the heart is just inclined towards it, and there will be a totally different pleasure that one will experience. Now a person is sitting there, or he's in Makkah Mukarramah. He said, no, I must complete my wazaif, my zikrullah, which takes 1-2 hours for argument's sake. And on the other hand, there's tawaf of the Baytullah. But the zikrullah, he can make it anywhere. The tawaf of the Baytullah, he won't get anywhere else. The tawaf of the Baytullah is only there in Makkah Mukarramah, around the Baytullah. So at that time, that is the ibadah that the person should be making. Yes, if the person cannot do that for whatever reason, tiredness or crowd or whatever else, then it's a different thing. But if he has an option, then whether to sit just one place and make his zikrullah, or whether to make tawaf. So whichever form of positive zikr Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to do, engage in that particular zikr. And then of course what our mashayikh show us, that we should also make that ma'amul as well, as far as possible keep to that. And on some occasion or the other, if there's some reason for us not doing it for whatever reason, as long as it's an acceptable reason, then it's like, for instance, a person is on safar or something. Like when a person is on safar, Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali once mentioned, why are Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, what his ma'amul used to be? He said he was on safar and somebody, it was Maghrib time. So after Maghrib, the whole qafla, the whole group was ready to move. And one person started his awabin. So they said, now is that the time? You know, everyone is, you're on safar, you're musafir, and everyone is ready to move. Now this person is not prepared to leave his awabin. It's causing inconvenience to so many others, and time and whatever else. So for everything, this place. So we need to understand this, and of course the emphasis right now is that together with our positive zikr, do our negative zikr, and be very, very conscious about that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of implementing these things in our lives.
यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं होश रहे न मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस ताद में आखिर विर्दे जबा ए मेरे इलाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa ma'bood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zaba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai sab hai tere zere nagi, jinno inso huro malaik arsh o kursi charh o zameen, kono maqam e laiq sajda tere siwa e noor e mubi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wirde zaba e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Yaad mein teri sab ko bhula doon, yaad mein teri sab ko bhula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe, tujh par sab ghar baar luta doon, khanae dil aabad rahe, sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe, sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shaad rahe, sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon,
hum se tere dil shaad rahe. Certain things that make our nafs and our egos happy and will satisfy our nafs and egos and desires and pleasures. And at the same time it is contrary, or it is inviting the wrath, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua that, Ya Allah, you give us the ability to suppress these desires of ours. Ghum se tere sab khushiyon ko aag laga do. All these evil types of things that bring us happiness, oh Allah, give me the strength, give me the ability, give me the courage to put fire to these things. Take them out of our lives. Make dua to Allah ta'ala. We all have our weaknesses. We know what our weaknesses are. We know what invites us. Make dua to Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you give me the ability, you give me the strength, you give me the taqat. Do not depend on our own selves. We don't have the ability. We don't have the courage. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. There is no power on our own to stay away from anything that is evil. There is no quwwat and no strength to do anything good. Illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Hand ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, let us also understand that don't think that something is beyond our control or beyond us that we can't do it. Hand ourselves over, even if I am involved in such a type of guna which I feel I'm actually immersed and drowning in it, then to Allah, you are the only one that can take me out. I cannot come out of it on my own. I don't have the ability. I don't have the courage. Oh Allah, you take me out of this filth. Oh Allah, you take me out of this sin. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes that, as my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Rahimullah Ta'ala used to mention, a little mujahada person will have to make. That is what Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to say with a lot of feeling, that if we knew any other way, that way you could reach Allah Ta'ala without some mujahada, we would have given it to you. But there is no other way. And Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to say it with a lot of feeling, that little mujahada we will have to make. When a person is involved in something or some sin or some guna, then initially to leave that, the person will have to take that little pain. And that is where the reward is. That is why one poet says that tundiye bade mukhalif se na ghabra e iqab. تُن دیئے باد مخالف سے نہ گھبرا اے عقاب یہ تو چلتی ہے تجھے اونچا اُرانے کے لئے. Don't become afraid of that, of those gale force winds or those winds that are coming against you, because those winds that come against you, that is what will make you lift, that is what will give you that those heights. So therefore this little mujahada we will have to make. And when the person makes that mujahada, that is when he gets the closest of Allah Ta'ala. And initially that is a little difficult. It is a little taxing on the nafs. It is a little taxing on the self. But the moment the person goes into that and gets ready for it, Allah Ta'ala then opens the way for him. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira do, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir, wirde zaba e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Our sworn enemies, nafs and shaitan, Both the words of my Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that both have ganged up against me and they have taken me down the gutters of humiliation and disgrace. They have destroyed me. Nafso shayta dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. They have destroyed me. See what happens to a person for a little while. My Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that thori der ki lazzat, thori der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat. And for a little while the person gets some pleasure in some haram that he is committing. But then lifelong there is a stain against him, stigma. Thori der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat. Then the person regrets lifelong. Janaza aabru ka dafn karna ya kisi hamaqat hai. That to bury the janaza. Janaza, Allah Ta'ala gave izzat, Allah Ta'ala gave respect. We want to go and bury this izzat and respect, and in place of that we want to take zillat and we want to take disgrace. Janaza, aabru ka dafn karna ye kisi hamaqat hai, what stupidity it is. I mean, Allah Ta'ala is giving us something clean, pure, and we want to exchange that for something that is dirty and filthy. This is our reality. Allah Ta'ala, forgive us all. Allah Ta'ala, these are Mubarak nights. Whatever our past, let it be past. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that which is past, let it be past. And future is, that is what is history. What is gone is gone. Allah, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that which is present, treat it a present and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the best of it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to make this little mujahada with the nafs. Make this little mujahada with the nafs. Nafso shaita dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. Nafso shaita dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar. Ae mere maula meri madad kar. This is the night of asking. Ask Allah Ta'ala, ae mere maula meri madad kar. Ya Allah, is it not possible for me to come out of this, these sins and these evils on my own? I don't have the courage, I don't have the himmat, I can't leave these sins. But Ya Allah, I'm totally dependent on you, I'm totally dependent on your nusrat and on your aid. Ya Allah, you help me to come out of all my sins and my weaknesses. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Mujh sa khalq mein koi nahi, go bad kirdaro namasiya. Think of ourselves to be absolutely nothing, to be the worst of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, to be the greatest of sinners. The moment the person humbles himself before Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala then elevates this person. Mujh sa khalq mein koi nahi, go bad kirdaro namasiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. Tu bhi magar ghaffar. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab. Bakhsh de mere sare guna. Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. And we are the greatest of sinners. Which other door do we have besides the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Oh Allah, for us there is no other door besides your door. You keep on tapping your door, khole ya na khole. Allah, whether you open or you don't open, you still keep on knocking. There was a person at the Kaabatullah saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. An announcement is made, La Labbaik, you are not accepted.
And it continued like that. He's saying labbaik, it's being mentioned la labbaik. So they told him, you're continuously crying out labbaik and you're hearing this announcement being la labbaik, that your labbaik is not accepted, you're not wanted here. So why are you continuing? Go away. So he answered, he said, where do I go from here? Which other place there is for me? Even if I'm being told la labbaik, that your labbaik is not accepted and you're not accepted here, I'll still continue. When he replied this, then immediately thereafter he hears this announcement being made that we have accepted you. So for us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to open, that is Allah ta'ala's prerogative, whenever Allah ta'ala wishes, but we will continue asking. When Allah ta'ala opens the door, He doesn't open the door. For us there is no other door besides the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, bakhsh de mere sare guna, ab to rahe bas tadab e akhir, wird e zuba e mere ila, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne, pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, unke naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu. Allahu Allah, 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 inche shiri dastanab, shiro shakkar mi shawad janam tamam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Shano Allah 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa l'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa sayyidil mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله nothing has kept these brothers awake but يا الله يا محمد يا love عشق of نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh, my Kareem Allah, accept each and every one your court. Oh, my Kareem Allah, each and every one of us have remorse and regret over our past sins. Ya Kareem Allah, you forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, the sins that we have committed with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues, with our hands and feet, minds and hearts. Oh, my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor faults. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive the faults and forgive the sins of our family members, forgive the sins of our parents, our children, our near and dear ones, oh my Kareem Allah, those that have made ihsan on us and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, take us towards your obedience. Ya Allah, whatever life is left, Ya Allah, let it be in your obedience, let it be spent in your obedience. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us a strong bond with you and with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with the best in this world and the best in the akhirah. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. And grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is asking for protection from إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.